Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of The Big Rewind, the show where we talk about new movies and rewind back to talk about older movies and shit. Hello, Jamie.
It's Sexy Legs 11!
What? What's that from?
It's like bingo. You know how bingo has...
No, I don't.
Two swans, 22. Sexy Legs, number 11.
What? Oh, God. I don't know about you guys, but I think we should go straight to the big news, because, yeah. Willis is out! Harrison in! Do you know about this?
What, for Expendables 3?
Yes!
Yes, I do know.
Bruce Willis has been kicked out of the Expendables 3 by Sylvester Stallone.
I don't know why, though, so please tell me, Adam.
Yes. It was announced on Twitter, where Stallone was like, ugh. He was like, ugh. You're lazy and greedy. Ugh.
Get the fuck off my set.
Basically. Because, apparently, Bruce Willis was going to have a very small part in the film. So
he always has a pretty small part. I mean,
he only needed to be there, apparently, for 4 days.
Wow.
To shoot. And Stallone was like, I'll give you $3 million. For 4 days' work.
Wow.
Pretty good. It probably has like two lines. It's like, yippee-ki-yay, and then leaves.
Yeah.
But that wasn't good enough. And Bruce Willis was like, I want $4 million. I want $1 million a day.
Wow.
And Stallone was like, whoa, you greedy. Yeah, no. So then, on Twitter, it was like, fuck that. Oh, and Harrison Ford was like, I could do with $3 million.
Wow.
Because he's not an idiot. But I've put together what I thought the conversation, probably how it went.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to do that impression.
Okay.
A lot. But, okay. I imagine Stallone being very diplomatic and showing up and being like...
You want to talk? We'll talk. I'm a sucker for good conversation.
So, willing to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bruce Willis being very unreasonable.
Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you.
So that obviously starts pissing... of Stallone,
yeah,
who goes all dread on him.
I knew you'd say that.
And then Willis gets pissed off.
Asshole! How's that, asshole?
And then things get creepy.
Who do you think you're fucking with?
And that's when he blows. The law. Yeah, he is the law. You can't fight the law. And do you know what the cast is?
Where is Harrison Ford? Where's Harrison Ford go? Or you should have had a clip from Blade Runner where it's like they say, I need that old Blade Runner magic.
You just want that voiceover again, that boring ass voiceover.
Yeah, exactly.
They were called replicants.
Yeah.
I was one of, oh fuck. pretend you didn't hear that. This is Brian. He's talking to me right now. I know I shouldn't be talking over what he's saying, but.
Decker.
Anyway. Next, Decker. This is the next scene. It's like a director's commentary, that fucking voiceover.
All right,
anyway,
all right.
Do you know about the Expendables cast so far? It's fucked up.
Well, who's the Asian connection now?
The Asian connection? I'll
tell you. Well, no, because Jet Li kind of jumps off a fucking plane.
Well, he's still part of the cast, apparently, so I don't know how much we'll see of him.
Okay.
He doesn't jump off the plane and die. He's like...
No, I know, but he does jump off a plane.
He's like, I'm doing a better movie, goodbye. But he'll... I think he was as well.
I can't remember what he did in the movie.
No, I don't know. Probably something better. Well, Expendables 2 was alright. But anyway, the cast so far. Stallone.
Yeah.
Statham.
Yeah.
Arnold!
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Wesley Snipes. Who was announced a while back. Jackie fucking Chan.
Yay!
Yes. Mickey Rourke is back.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't want to be in the second one, but he's like, I'll do you a favor. And I'll be back. Again. Yeah. The villain is Mel Gibson. Very fitting.
Yeah,
he's only
going
to play villains from now on.
Yeah. It's kind of fitting when he plays a villain.
Recently announced Antonio Banderas is going to be in it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, now we're delving into actual actors, okay?
Well, he was in Assassins with Stallone, I think, ages ago.
Okay.
I think that was the name of the film.
But I like Banderas. Banderas...
Yeah, yeah, no,
he good. He good. Next you're gonna say it's like,
especially Spanish movies.
Next you're gonna say it's like Michelle Rodriguez is in it.
Oh no, because then
Vin just, Diesel.
I'm surprised they're not in it.
No, because Vin Diesel can command a whole film by himself, still.
Command is a big word.
He does. I mean, he's still the face of Fast and Furious. I mean, come on.
He's a face of Fast and Furious. He doesn't even try anymore. He's
the face of Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I know. It kind of died when he wasn't in it anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He brought it back. Yeah. The lady in it will be Mila Jovovich, the Resident Evil.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense. Harrison Ford, obviously, we talked about it. Yeah. And Nicolas Cage. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yes.
Cage is in this?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no, I've lost all hope now.
He's going to bring the
Cage. I've lost all hope for Cage.
Why have you lost all hope?
Because, like, Cage really will do anything.
But
he really will.
But this is awesome.
Does
this
he not?
Awesome news.
Does he not watch films? Like, I was just like,
are you kidding me? What? That is the only reason I would watch this movie. Although Jackie Chan is a good reason.
No, I'll watch it anyway because it'll be fun. But I don't want people to destroy the illusion that we know it's shit. So we don't. We don't need people who can actually act.
What I'm actually surprised about in these
films. Otherwise, it's going to destroy the illusion of it's shit and fun.
Yeah, but Nicolas Cage has done good films. He's done shit films as well. So it does. It does fit. Each of these actors have done good stuff and shit stuff. So it does balance out.
If you say so.
Although I'm kind of worried that Dolph Lundgren hasn't been really announced so far. So are they going to kill him off early on? I don't know what's happening with that.
I don't think it matters.
Maybe he's still in it.
It doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter if everyone left it was just Stallone. Is Norris
just him making sounds?
Is Mr. Norris gonna turn up?
Oh, fuck that! No,
you know,
no, that's enough. He screwed up his cameo. His politics are just too distracting.
Yeah, I know.
He's not a fun guy.
Do you think on set? Because what country were they in? Like Bulgaria or Romania?
Yeah, I think it was Bulgaria.
And it's like, can you imagine? Like his racism just comes out on set.
Oh god.
Like,
and homophobe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
He just starts shouting, these fucking gypsies!
Like deleted scenes. It's like, Sylvester, when did you put that in the deleted scenes?
I don't know. I can't put it in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Just cut it. Don't fucking put it in the deleted scenes. It'll ruin his career.
It's already ruined. That's good.
He's a bit harsh on his part.
It's greedy and lazy. I won't stand for it.
Next, there's an update on Kevin. You know, I told you about Kevin Smith is making a walrus movie, like a horror movie about a guy who's in a walrus costume and there's another guy abusing him.
You told me, but I kind of blocked it out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
weird news. There's an update on that. He's approached Quentin Tarantino to be in the film, not as a walrus or the other guy.
Wait, so Quentin's gonna do a film where he just acts?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's interesting.
But then again, his last little cameo in Django,
it was alright.
Was fucking awful.
He's not a very good actor.
I know. This is the thing. It's like, can we realize that he's not a good actor?
I think we've known since fucking
Dawn of the Dead.
No, it's just the beginning.
Dawn of the Dead. Why did I say Dawn of the Dead?
You were thinking Dust till Dawn. It was like, that was actually his best role.
I know, but it still wasn't great.
It was in
it was Clooney's fucking best role ever.
That's true. Yeah, it was really good in that.
Is that like he's not done many action films, Clooney? But that was one of them.
With battling fucking vampires and shit. Good stuff. But yeah, I don't know, Tarantino in the Wars movie, I'd go see that shit.
Oh yeah, I'll go see that. We watch everything though.
Yeah, that's true. He's been given a script, so we'll see if he accepts. Pixar's next film, it's a bit of a jump. It's not really a segue from fucking Walrus to fucking Pixar. It will be called The Good Dinosaur, which will be about an alternate kind of reality where the fucking meteorite or asteroid, it didn't hit Earth.
Yeah.
So the dinosaurs and humans kind of coexist. It's kind of weird.
Oh,
I know. It's like
that sounds like a terrible concept.
It's like the Super Mario Brothers movie.
No, but like creationists are gonna be like, "This is how it really was. This is how it really was." And then Pixar are gonna have to release a statement going, "This is fictional.
Dinosaurs don't talk."
Well, they didn't exist. Morons. All right. For anyone who doesn't know, dinosaurs and humans never coexisted.
That's why it's an alternate reality.
Unless you're talking about chickens. Then yes,
it's like going to see
dinosaurs and you know their ancestors exist with us. Yes,
it's like going to see Watchmen and being like, oh fuck, I didn't know that Nixon was involved in all this. So it's like it wasn't. You moron. Voice actor so far gonna be John Lithgow and
Goodman. It's always Goodman.
He'll probably be in it.
Yeah.
And the Frances McDormand that we were talking about last time for Run After Reading. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's gonna do a voice in that.
Oh, she's good.
Further Pixar news.
I mean I am glad it's not a sequel.
Or Planes.
Or prequel or a same universe as bullshit. A new thing.
You say that now.
What?
But even that is tame compared to their other project called Inside Out.
What's this?
It's a weird story, man.
Is this Disney or what?
It's Pixar as well.
Oh, it's Pixar.
It's about...
Are you sure it's Pixar?
Yeah.
Because this is the thing, right?
Oh, because...
Planes is not Pixar.
No, it's Disney.
Wreck-It Ralph is not Pixar.
Yeah.
They look like Pixar because Disney are fucking whores, right?
Pixar was theirs, I guess.
I know it's theirs, but I
don't understand.
They sully the name by making things look like it, because Pixar when it started out.
Sully, that's a good fucking.
Anyway, you know, you basically create an expectation with Pixar, the name and the look. And then you go shit all over it and make other films that are.
Again, anyway. Why the fuck would you make a B-movie of Cars? Which is like the least good fucking Pixar film anyway.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I don't get Disney. But yeah, Inside Out is about five emotions. Like five characters that each represent an emotion.
Yeah.
Inside a little girl's head. They are battling it out for her consciousness, kind of.
Look, it could be good.
That's original.
It could be good, because as long as they keep it abstract, that could be quite good.
But it might be like where she's like going proper insane.
Sounds very Alice in Wonderland-y.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know.
If you keep it like the old Alice in Wonderland animation, that's good.
I don't think it will.
No, I know.
That was Disney. But...
No, I know, but that's my only hope.
You mean the kind of surrealism that goes with
it? Yeah.
Really cool. Sharktopus. Have you seen Sharktopus?
What is it with sharks?
Yeah, there's too many shark movies.
Yeah.
There's like Ghost Shark, Two-Headed Shark Attack. I don't know. There's Sharknado. It's a tornado of sharks.
I've heard of Sharknado.
Anyway, Sharktopus I've actually seen.
What's it? AVGN, the guy, James Rolfe.
Oh, yeah, he did like a top 40 shark movies.
Fucking hell, I did not realize there were that many sharks.
I didn't realize. There's a lot. Although, like, the top 10, I was quite happy. I saw a few of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen Sharktopus, and they've announced that they're doing, like, two further sequels.
Yeah.
And because they have to compete with Sharknado, and the sequel...
Sharknado.
There's going to be Sharknado 2. They've come up with a title for that. What is it? Sharknado 2, the second one.
What?
They had the contest going on Twitter for people to find titles, and they picked that one.
Really? I'm sure other people came up with more creative ideas.
It's pretty good, though.
No, it's not. It's terrible. What the fuck are you talking
about?
That's
the point. It's Sharknado. Anyway, Sharktopus, because they have to compete with that shit, they've come up with two titles for their next sequels.
Yeah.
Listen to that shit. Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
Terracuda?
It's half Barracuda.
And Terrier.
And Pterodactyl.
Oh, Pterodactyl.
So they're bringing dinosaurs into it.
Oh, God.
But the best one.
I prefer my one.
What?
Like a Terrier. And Barracuda.
Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah, like a Yorkshire Terrier.
That's too adorable.
The little...
But the next one, yeah, is the big deal. Shocktopus versus Mermantula.
Mermantula.
Now, listen
What's the Tula bit?
Listen to the story.
What's the Tula bit?
Listen to the story. In order to take down Shocktopus, yeah, Ray Brady, a former basketball player, is injected with a transformation serum that alters his genetic makeup to become part man, part piranha, and part tarantula.
Oh my god, it's the story to Captain America.
I know. Though unsuccessful at his first attempt, big surprise, to bring down Shocktopus, Ray injects himself with a growth hormone. He keeps injecting himself, even after what happened.
Yeah.
Increasing his strength tenfold, and has a final showdown with Shocktopus in a baseball stadium. Why? Because he's a basketball player? I don't know why we're ending up in a baseball stadium.
Is this a homage to Dennis Rodman? You know, going to North Korea or something.
It'd be awesome if they get him to do it. It'd be awesome.
Oh, he's mental. He's pro... Do you know he thinks
he's batshit crazy.
You know Dennis Rodman expects he'll win a Nobel Peace Prize for going to North Korea. Uh-huh. For just going...
And just being there.
And just meeting Kim Jong-un.
Before I get to Vin Diesel. Oh. Hugh Grant is a bit of a leap.
Oh, no.
Hugh Grant has been cast in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Ah. I'm just saying that because we talked about Man from U.N.C.L.E. It was meant to have Tom Cruise in it. And then it became Henry Cavill, who's Superman.
Hugh Grant is a weird one. He's someone I actually like in real life for his activism in politics and different areas, but he is one of the few people that turns me off a film almost instantly.
As of late, he's done some interesting roles.
I know, but he's so British or so English, and it annoys me because English people aren't like that. You know, he's a caricature of English people
for the longest time. It was. But
he still is.
Even
until he turns into like a villain.
Did you see? Yeah, he makes a good villain. Have you seen?
I haven't seen him.
No, I've seen him in. Oh, what was it? American Dreams or whatever it was called.
All right.
It's like he was playing a Simon Cowell type character. Have you seen About a Boy? You must have seen About a Boy.
Oh, maybe.
Well, he was being a douche. He was good enough.
Anyway,
he's gonna play not villain. Just a character, and that it's going to be directed by Guy Ritchie, and it'll star Henry Cavill, as I said, and Armie Hammer, of whom we'll talk a bit later.
Okay, moving on.
Poor Armie Hammer. Vin Diesel might be Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy film.
Okay.
You don't know who Groot is, do you?
No, I don't, but also, I don't know either. What happened to Pitch Black, the prequel or whatever?
What, Riddick? There's posters out. It's coming out.
It's coming out soon. Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too.
But in the meantime,
yeah.
Do you want to know who Groot is in the Guardians of the Galaxy world?
Sounds familiar.
He's a tree dude.
Tree dude.
Yeah. Basically, he's an alien plant monster who can regenerate himself from twigs.
No, you lost me.
What is this movie about again?
You've lost me.
Yeah.
What?
He's gonna be a...
So it's a superhero film.
I guess, yeah. He's gonna be a big tree dude. Like in the fucking Lord of the Rings, the Ent.
Okay.
Young Hobbit.
No, there's Bane.
Yeah,
there's Bane as an Ent.
Young Hobbit. Yeah, I don't know.
This is the day of your preening. Twigs! More twigs for my rejuvenation.
That's who they should have got, Tom Hardy.
Oh, God, yeah. They're just Tom Hardy and everything. What's he doing now, anyway?
Mad Max, motherfucker.
Oh, he's doing Mad Max?
He is Mad
Max. Is he the new Mad Max?
Yeah.
Good.
That I want to see that.
Yeah.
Ang Lee, who directed, obviously, loads of movies. Including
Why are you angry?
I don't know.
Why are you angry?
I don't know why I'm angry.
Alright, okay.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You stole that off Stuart Lee.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. Stuart Lee does a whole bit where he does a fake interview with Ang Lee.
Really?
And like his opening line to sort of break the ice is, so you recently did the Hulk film.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Your name's Ang Lee.
And you know, you wouldn't like me when I'm Ang Lee.
Oh, dear. So I I honestly didn't
I'll play that. I didn't even know about it. Yeah,
that.
I know. It's an obvious joke, so I'll, yeah. God, I've got a few things to play for you later.
There was
We're going to laugh our heads off. Anyway, move on.
Already. And I thought it was being so original. Anyways, next movie is going to be a boxing film in 3D.
Stop.
I'm waving my arms at Jamie right now.
Yeah, for the 3D effect. Even though the world is 3D.
Well, that's all in how you look at it. So yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. He's a good director. Some sad news.
Yeah.
Karen Black passed away.
Hmm.
And she was in loads of awesome movies and loads of weird movies. A lot of them, well, the good movies were mostly in the 70s. Like you had Easy Rider.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Five Easy Pieces.
Yes.
Have you seen that? It's with Jack Nicholson.
I haven't.
It's good.
But Easy Rider is
a good movie.
Easy Rider is a very important film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
she was in
Great American History, sort of.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's an iconic movie.
Yeah.
Great Gatsby, she was in that. Airport, 1975. Family Plot, the last Hitchcock film.
Oh, right.
Which is quite fun as well. She was in Nashville, Capricorn 1. And then in like the late 80s, 90s, she made all these weird titled movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out some of them for you.
All right.
One of them's called Can She Bake a Cherry Pie? I don't know, can she?
I don't know. I guess that's what the film's about.
Maybe she can. Killer Fish.
Okay.
Which is actually about killer fish.
Okay.
Invaders from Mars. Plan 10 from Outer Space. As opposed to Plan 9.
All right, we can't do that because then we'll have to do like jokes about District 10.
I know.
You know.
And my favorite, It's Alive 3, Island of the Alive.
It's Alive 3?
Yeah.
As in, it's the third in a series. Yeah,
Island of the Alive. And it's about mutant babies.
Yeah, okay.
I so want to see that movie. But yeah, Karen Black, she will be missed for her great movies and for her weird movies as well. Hugh Jackman has been offered over $100 million.
Why?
$1 million.
Why?
To play Wolverine 4 more times.
4 more times?
Yeah. I don't know why, based on that last fucking movie and the one before that.
The one before. Origins is so much worse.
It's not.
It's so much worse.
It's Wolverine boring. It's so boring.
It's not. It can be good. It can be good.
It could have been if it hadn't been a fucking 12A.
That's true.
And it's
12A
like,
is the fucking bane of my life.
Oh, my clothes are bony. They're bony. It's like, so? Fucking do something with them. Sorry. I'm getting angry all over again at this movie. So he's going to be richer than he already is.
Yeah, great. Now, has he accepted, though?
I think so.
Oh,
oh, here's $100 million. Like, no, thank you, citizen. No. Yes, he will accept. Christopher McQuarrie is directing Mission Impossible 5. He's the director of Jack Reacher. I just thought I'd bring that up.
I haven't seen Jack Reacher.
It's all right. You're not going to like it.
No.
Because it's very Tom Cruise friendly, shall we say.
Yeah.
He plays a badass, and it's like, but you're so short.
Aww.
And, like, he doesn't quite sell it, but it's got some good scenes in it.
Can someone please buy that man some leg extensions?
Oh, that's so harsh. That's so harsh. Just because you're taller than me? I'm your Tom Cruise, Jamie.
I'm taller than most famous actors.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, because most of them are
even Johnny Depp's pretty short, yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
He might start in the reboot of Poltergeist. Why there's a fucking reboot of that, I don't know.
I love Sam Rockwell, but what the fuck is he... What does he do with his career?
He might make it work. I mean, he'd be the only reason to go see that.
What's this
movie.
Other film he's in at the moment we just saw a trailer for?
What was it? It's like an indie movie.
Is it an indie movie? Fucking hell, man.
Indie. It's not a Bollywood film.
No, I know.
No,
so I didn't say Indian. I said indie.
Oh, I thought you did. Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but it's like, I don't know.
Bloody.
Teen movie.
Yeah, he's a lifeguard in some, you know, angsty teen drama, coming of age story that doesn't have Michael Cera.
Cera. Yeah.
I like to say Cera.
Yeah, I guess he's too old
now. Is it Cera?
Cera, yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
But, yeah, so he might be the only one who can make that work. Josh Gad will play Sam Kinison in a new biopic from the director of Borat. Sam Kinison is, do you know him? He's a comedian.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Stand-up comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
He influenced Bill Hicks, or they kind of influenced each other in a way.
Yeah.
He did a lot of kind of screaming, kind of dark humor as well. He was a good stand-up comedian, but Gad, the actor playing him, is famous for Book of Mormon, and he plays Steve Wozniak in the new film Jobs with fucking Ashton fucking Kutcher. But he's a good actor, so it'll be good to see like a biopic of him.
Do you know what? I really don't want to watch that film.
What, Jobs?
Yeah.
I'm not going to see it.
Could you imagine going up and say, can I have one ticket for Jobs?
Jobs, please.
Jobs, please. I'm unemployed.
I need a Jobs ticket.
Could you give me a job? Give me a job.
No, I don't know. I don't see myself sitting there watching that. And I saw the Alan Partridge movie, and I was just like, one ticket to Alan Partridge, please.
No, you had to say one ticket to Alpha Papa.
I should have said that, really.
It was great.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
No, that's fine. You can just one ticket to Alan Partridge. Everyone
knows. But it's not like I'm going to one ticket to Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa, please.
Yeah, okay.
No.
No, but... oh, God.
There's a new Bourne movie that's been announced. They have to keep hammering that into the ground.
Who's in it?
It's going to be another Jeremy Renner one.
Yeah, Renner.
I haven't seen
Bourne Legacy. Do you know what's weird? I like Renner, but...
Did you see... You saw Bourne Legacy?
Oh, yeah, I saw Bourne.
You like it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it. You know why? Because... Not because of the obvious.
Did you miss Matt Damon?
Yeah, no, it's not because of that. It's because we've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, that film is so similar to other Bourne films.
Yeah, but he's stronger and he's genetically modified. And other news I don't particularly myself care all that much about because I don't watch the show is Doctor Who has a new Doctor.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it's Peter Capaldi.
All right, hang on. Oh, right. You're gonna, look. Yeah.
Do you watch the show?
No, I don't watch loads of Doctor Who. I used to watch some. When I was little, I used to watch it.
Oh, wow.
Like, really little. The thing is, with Doctor Who, is I don't think it lives up to its status.
I think it's really overhyped.
I do. I think it's overhyped. But I understand why people love it. It's got a nostalgic feeling and whatever. But what I don't get about this particular reveal, normally they reveal it in a certain way. They reveal it on the show, but you'll know a bit before because they'll be given the part, and because it's BBC.
It's weird that they do that though. That they tell you who is going to be first, and then
they have to.
Why?
Because it's the BBC, and the BBC is a public organisation, so you know who's on the payroll. So you know who people are going to become. So you know...
It's a shame, because it would be a good reveal.
But what they did with this is they had a whole show just for the reveal.
I know, it's weird.
And it was so stupid. The whole show was so stupid. I watched that show. It was like 45 minutes an hour of just going, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who. And I'm like, well, tell us who it is. At the very end, keep watching to the end. Keep watching to the end. But I was just like, just tell us.
Do they have like contestants and shit?
No, they had like previous actors on talking about it. They had the current
You don't doctor. Have like 10 people in like glass boxes who are just like standing there. Yeah. Like, who will be the next doctor? No.
It was so stupid.
And then there's a phone box in the middle.
It only needs to be 5 minutes. And... It was a bit anticlimactic. The reason why it was anticlimactic is because people were hoping it'd be Benedict Cumberbatch.
No,
come on. Yeah, no, they were hoping it would be, even though he's Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Right? And he's going to do more Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a new season. But everyone was hoping it was him because he's amazing.
he's all right. He's good.
Right. So on the BBC, they had sort of like images. And I think Peter Capaldi was one of them. And they had sort of Benedict Cumberbatch, Peter Capaldi. I think they had someone else. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And I think everyone was going. So when Peter Capaldi came out, it was kind of underwhelming. A bit. It was like, yeah, great. Okay, he's a doctor. He looks like someone who could be the doctor. Great. Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch.
I quite like that they went older though. Yeah. Like, it's going to be an interesting
I'm just looking more forward to Sherlock.
Yeah.
So
I don't watch either show. But, like I said, I'm...
Watch Sherlock. It's really good. I really like Benedict.
But they have phones and they're like, hey, look at my phone. I'm going to find out things on my phone. And it's just like, phones suck. Sorry.
All right.
I'm going to yell at you again for no reason.
Come on, all right, let's move on because we've spent ages on this.
That's true. Have you seen the trailer for Thor, The Dark World? The new...
Yes, several times.
Yes, it's good.
Yes, because I was spotting all the bits where it's like, that's London.
Oh, yeah, Greenwich. I recognize some parts.
That's in
Greenwich. Yeah.
That's in like Battersea or something.
I have a feeling that not all the action is going to be there. I think that's going to be a really quick sequence.
Have you noticed how London has become this cool location to shoot... It's Hollywood
really,
film.
It's really not that cool. But yeah, oh sorry. Sad face, Jamie. It's alright. It's
London's nice, cool.
It's a nice place.
London's the destination to go to.
I don't know why fucking, you know, gods from other planets go there, but yeah. I just don't see it. But okay.
You know, maybe they want to check out Soho.
It's just going to happen where there's an attack there, Natalie Portman's there. He comes down, saves her. The rest of the film's going to be in Asgard.
This looks like Natalie Portman is like going to be a big part of this film.
This looks exactly like how they built up fucking Iron Man 3, where they're like, oh, will Gwyneth Paltrow die? And it's like, no. And it's like, will Natalie Portman? No. Even the posters are the same.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking exact posters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That's the news for this week. There's a lot of them. Sorry.
Wow.
Went on a little long. We'll keep it short from now on. Now let's move on to your...
God, if I brought my news as well, fucking hell, we'd be here forever.
Yeah. It's because we weren't here last week, so it piles up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
are you ready for
you
this?
You had to go abroad.
Yeah, sorry. This is your favorite part. The big review.
Horse says you are a spirit walker. A man who has been to the other side and returned. A man who cannot be killed in battle. Something very wrong with that horse.
The big review this week is The Lone Ranger.
Don't
do that again, Kimosabi.
Oh, shut up.
It's very annoying.
Alright. Are we going to get started on this?
Yeah, let's get started. So,
all right, let's get the big elephant in the room out of the way. This film sucks!
It doesn't suck. It mostly sucks.
What are you talking about? It fucking sucks. It's so boring!
It's pretty boring. Hey, I was really looking forward to that shit. Like, a year ago, I saw the fucking concept art. I saw the fucking trailer. I was like, this is going to be awesome. Even when people were making fun of it because it flopped, because you can't spend that much money on a fucking Western based on a show older than my fucking, I don't know, parents. I don't know. It was a bad idea from the beginning. But I was with it until I actually saw it. And yeah, I can vouch for what you said. It's pretty boring. It's too long.
It's 2.5 hours.
It's 2.5 hours of what?
It's 2.5 hours.
All we needed, Jamie, was a guy in a mask on a horse going and saving people and fighting bad guys.
Look, this has...
That's all it had to be.
I'll agree. This film has similar issues to Man of Steel.
Ah.
I agree with that.
There you go.
I agree with that.
I said that during the movie.
I agree with that because the thing is...
I was like,
and I do realize this about Man of Steel as well, but the thing is, I like the build-up in Man of Steel. That's the thing. That's the difference.
The build-up, I don't have too much of a problem with.
You know, anyway,
in Man of Steel, but yeah,
Lone Ranger, the build-up is so pointless and boring and long, and
it's like a reverse
unnecessary and god damn it, just get on with it. Like so many times, just get on with it. I'm falling asleep. Get on with it. We don't need to do this. We don't need another scene of just people setting up the next scene, and then doing it, and then setting up the next scene.
It's really kind of annoying, actually, how they pad this movie out.
Yeah.
It should have been an hour and a half long.
If that.
Yeah. You cut that fucking train scene at the beginning by half, because it's really long.
It's not necessary!
It's not necessary. The whole, oh, my brother got killed, you can see it a mile away, so just open with that. Just start it.
You could have started with that, yeah.
Yeah. The brothers died, you know that's happened.
Mm.
He's the Lone Ranger already.
Yeah.
And you have this kind of slow build-up to reveal who he is.
It kind of does kind of feel like the people who made this film haven't watched a single Western.
Yeah.
You know,
or they've watched a bunch of Westerns that are not at all like the Lone Ranger should be.
Yeah.
Like, they've watched like Clint Eastwood Western, like Slow Burning.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But they haven't watched the kind of old serials, which were kind of brisk, and they weren't very long, so they had to keep it tight.
Yeah.
Very few things happening. Simple story. Damsel in distress.
There's so many plot holes, though.
Yeah.
By the way, there are so many plot holes in this film. There's a little kid in the film who points out the plot holes.
He's just like, how did you get out of jail? I don't know.
I thought he was going to explain it. I thought that would be like, oh, yeah, breaking the fourth wall there. No, they don't fucking explain. Fuck all.
I think they were meant to, like, they thought that was quirky. Or let's point out our own, you know, issues. But it's based on something that doesn't make sense. So let's fucking go with it. But no, you need to explain it a little bit. Johnny Depp was a bit annoying in this.
He's not good.
No.
No, this is the thing. Like, and it really breaks my heart to say that.
There's something very wrong with that actor. I'm afraid. I like Johnny Depp, but
he actually actively becomes the stereotype of Native American Indians, and it's bad.
Mixed with fucking Jack Sparrow and fucking every character he's ever played.
I know, it's
he never lets a scene happen. Like, there's a scene happening, and then he shows up and it's like, oh, look at the horse. And he's just like, no. Like, stop it. Like, you're getting annoying.
I mean, okay, he had a bad script. I mean,
yeah, no, definitely.
The script's shite.
They kept all the one-liners for him.
Yeah.
Everything he says is a one-liner. He's like, horse dead. And then all the little kids are laughing their ass off. But we were just sitting there. It's like,
there's something very wrong with the horse.
I know. And I was just like, okay, so the horse died, you kicked it. What's so funny? Like, honestly, where's the joke there?
Yeah.
There's no joke.
I didn't find it funny, to be honest.
That wasn't funny. Like, that particular scene, I was just like, a horse died, that's sad. Remember in True Grit, when the fucking horse died? It was horrible.
Yeah.
I was like, no, the horse! And this time it's like, oh, horse dead. Let's move on. Rabbits. Fucking rabbits.
What was with the rabbits?
Nature.
The rabbits have become carnivorous because nature's out of balance.
Nature's out of balance. Why?
Scorpions don't kill you, apparently,
Answer me
they
this.
They just crawl all over you.
I have two questions. Why is nature out of balance? That's one. Yeah. Two, how is this important to anything going on?
I know, apparently because some evil person...
Is this just to explain the magic horse?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, all right. So, some little bit of context, because we've just been ranting.
Yeah, I know, sorry.
A little bit of context. The film starts out in the most traditional Disney ways.
What is
a flashback.
Yeah.
The whole film is a flashback.
They establish a framing device where you see an old Johnny Depp in a museum for some reason as Tonto, an old Tonto, talking to a kid about this whole story, which is completely useless. There's no need for this.
There's no need. Device. There's absolutely no need whatsoever for it to be told as a flashback story.
And then you see everything that happens before the, whatever his name is, John or whatever, becomes the Lone Ranger. And that's, again, unnecessary.
Yeah.
And Armie Hammer plays the role.
But it keeps cutting back to old Johnny Depp.
Every so often, yeah.
Every so often. And again, it completely destroys...
It kills the pace.
Yeah, it destroys the pace. And you're just like...
And it keeps reminding you of how useless this part of the movie is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, oh, I forgot about that.
But they they use it to skip certain bits.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like, oh, no... That's not how you cut corners. You cut corners by fucking reading the script again and cutting out all the stuff that's not important.
Yeah.
Which you should have... Like, the fucking rabbits.
The woman.
The woman, yeah, she was
just
useless.
Just the woman and child is unnecessary.
It was so bad.
He has enough motivation as it is. Go get the bad guy. Yeah. He killed your brother.
It's very simple. You open with the scene where they're chasing the bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have this whole thing where the Lone Ranger's a pussy where he's just like, oh, I'm an idiot. You don't do that because he's your hero.
I know.
They hate that guy so much that they drag him through shit head first at one point. That's if... Can you imagine if they did that to fucking Superman? Man of Steel? Where they like, you know, cut off his balls halfway through and it's just like, oh! It's just like, that's the movie.
Hang on a sec.
Sorry.
This is...
I'm ranting again.
This is a kind of film that's made by a board of people, right?
Yeah.
This is one of those things where they go in and they go, and instead of thinking of a story, think of elements that they want in the story. So they're like, okay, we have to have a romance. That's necessary.
Johnny Depp making jokes.
We have to have people die
for
motivational purposes. We have to have comic relief. We have to have this. We have to have that. And it's like, and then the film just kind of goes, okay, in this scene we have to tick this box and so on and so forth. And there's no flow, no connection, no proper pacing.
You don't care about any of the characters in this.
I don't care about anyone in that film.
I can picture a guy coming in with a fucking clipboard.
Yeah.
And he's just written on it, Cowboys of the Caribbean.
And
he gives it to the fucking filmmakers, like, make this. And he said, that's it. It's not the Lone Ranger. It becomes the Lone Ranger near the end. Well, I was really happy.
In a small way.
For that train scene at the end.
In a small way.
I was quite happy because I was like, fuck, it's the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, but you can't have all that and forget the rest.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
That comes in way too late.
I know, but I can't even be happy for that scene because of everything that's already been before.
You've been sitting there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, doing nothing. Yeah. Watching nothing. And then it's just like, oh, the Lone Ranger's starting now. And it's just like, well...
So it's like, I can sum it up. You could sum it up so easily.
Yeah.
Guy who isn't the Lone Ranger turns up.
Yeah.
His brother is killed by bandits. The bandits' original motivation is to steal silver from Native American Indians. And in the process, create a war...
Yeah.
Right?
That will
benefit a corporation.
That's where it lost me.
That's it. No, but that's it. That I can see how I summed that up for you so very quickly.
But
that's the entire premise of the film.
Yeah, but
there's no depth beyond that.
No.
There's but nothing even that below
is
the
too
surface.
Even that is too convoluted. You don't need the whole silver part.
No, you don't.
Guy kills his brother, goes out for revenge, meets Tonto on the way, they form a friendship, and they decide, let's be, crime fighters or, kind of reverse crime. Like the Green Hornet type of thing. And then they go and get the bad guys.
But the thing is, instead of having just the normal historical prejudice that existed at the time between Native American Indians and the white man. Instead of having that, they said, we must have a sort of a criminal intent to steal the silver.
Because you see, Jamie, what happened to the Native Americans was all part of a misunderstanding.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So you can't have, honestly, you can't have a scene where all these people are getting butchered on screen. There's a quite harsh scene where all these Native Americans are getting killed.
Yeah.
And then in the background, you've got fucking Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer just joking around. It's like, look at the horse. It's just like, this is your tribe. Like, you should go fucking help them.
Yeah.
And they're just running away like idiots. And it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, that whole scene.
Yeah.
Because it's based on something that actually happened that was kind of horrible.
Yes.
so you can't just, do it in that lighthearted
actually, that,
way.
Actually, that scene where it's sort of like a war scene between the Americans and it's really dark.
It's really dark.
Like you have all this kind of silly comic relief, and then this one scene where there's fucking machine guns mowing down people, and you're just like,
It's almost like it's almost got that Pearl Harbor kind of feel where it's just like, look how awesome these effects are. Because they're like, when they reveal the guns, it's like they wanted me to be like, ooh, they look cool.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no way. Oh, my God. Make you feel bad for it after.
Because they set it up like, this is going to be some kind of cathartic scene. Where the Native American Indians inadvertently help Johnny Depp and Arnie Hammer.
But no.
But no, they just get fucking mown down.
It's horrible.
And it's horrible. Yeah. And then there's dead bodies floating in the river.
I know.
And this is still a 12A!
And fucking Johnny Depp only cares about his fucking bird throughout all this. He doesn't go back and look at the corpses of his brothers and go like, holy shit.
That bird, that fuck. Do you know what? In the film itself, like, several people get pissed off with him feeding the bird.
Yeah.
I was actually getting pissed off with him constantly feeding the bird on his head. I was just like, dude, why is Tonto portrayed as some insane person?
I know.
Right? He's not insane.
He's not at all.
He's meant to be a moral guide.
No, because...
You know, he's meant to be some kind of anchor to the story.
They've missed the point. this whole thing. Absolutely. They missed the point of the Lone Ranger, and they missed the point of those fucking characters. Yeah. Like, you can't have two characters that are both comic relief in the film.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
At least have Armie Hammer be like a proper hero.
Yeah.
But no, he's like a fucking... He's an idiot. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Okay, don't see it. It's fucking boring. It's unnecessary. Luckily, it was a complete flop, so they won't be making another one. But don't worry, because Johnny Depp is going to be whoring himself to Disney for at least a while longer.
Yeah, Pirates 5, Alice in Wonderland 2. Oh.
Remember the days when he used to make films I looked forward to?
I know, yeah. Oh, God. But, I mean, I honestly, I recommend you walking in 2 hours in and watching in that train scene.
Just sit outside the cinema playing Angry Birds on your phone. And when you hear the...
Just walk back in.
Walk into the cinema. Oh, hey, okay.
And then just walk out. And
then watch half hour and call it a short film.
Yeah, there you go. That's the best way to watch this movie. Yeah. Or wait for DVD, to be honest, because it's not like...
Oh, the extended version.
It's not all that impressive.
The 4 hour fucking epic.
Oh, fuck that. No, the director's cut. The 1 hour and a half cut.
Oh, right, sorry, the director's cut, which is...
Get the DVD, skip to the fucking end, the last half hour, and that's it.
No, but you know what this has done? This means you can't do a Lone Ranger film. Like, it's going to be ages
until
someone thinks, oh, we might actually do a good version.
There was a Lone Ranger film in, like, the 90s or something.
Was there?
And again, that flopped.
It's going to be another couple of decades.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
They've done this with other things where they try and reboot a franchise, it flops, and you can't touch it again.
Yeah, for ages. No, exactly. Like fucking, I don't know, there's loads of examples. Fantastic Four, I guess.
Oh!
Batman.
Oh, well, yeah.
10 fucking years.
Batman Forever.
No, it's Batman and Robin that killed it.
Batman and Robin. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, Batman and Robin.
Eyes to see you.
I haven't seen Batman and Robin. I refuse to watch that.
Oh, I'm bringing that to see with you.
No, I refuse.
We're
going to
watch it together. But yeah, so that's the Lone Ranger. Not very good, unfortunately. And I'm the guy who was defending it and who wanted it to be good, so...
Yeah, we all wanted it to be good, but it's like... Of course...
But people didn't expect it to be good. I expected it to be better than what people thought. And it wasn't. So very disappointing. Now let's go to the big recall. The Big Recall is where we recommend a retro film to watch for you, and one not to watch, because it's not very good. This week, I'm recommending a film to avoid, and you, Jamie, are recommending a film to watch. Who wants to start?
I want to start.
Okay, start.
Because I just like the sound of my own voice.
I know.
So
what are you recommending to us today?
Well,
it's something a bit different, I hear.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because we haven't delved into that realm yet.
Yeah, we haven't really.
The dark, twisted realm of anime.
Yeah. Okay, so don't run away straight away.
Yeah.
Like, I know anime can scare some people, but I'm not touching hardcore anime. Don't look at me, Lola.
No, it sounded like porn, sorry.
No, I know. I'm not talking about that.
Porn.
I'm talking about a studio, and I'm going to say this wrong, but it's funny. Studio Ghibli.
No! Oh, you twat. Ghibli.
Studio Ghibli. I like saying it my way, though. Ghibli.
What, the wrong way?
I know. Ghibli. Anyway. And the film that I want to talk about is called Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind. Or
Kaze no Tani no Nausicaä.
Yeah, in Japanese.
Yeah.
It's one of the ones a lot of people haven't seen. It's 1984. It's directed and written by Hayao Miyazaki.
Mm-hmm.
So the original.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The granddaddy.
Yeah, he is. I think it's one of the best, actually, because it's actually one of the darker films.
I haven't actually seen that one.
I don't recommend this for little children.
Oh, yeah.
because it deals with some pretty heavy concepts.
It's not quite Totoro, Ponyo type.
Well, it's kind of a post-apocalyptic world, in the sense that the world itself has kind of reacted to our polluting ways and has retaken the land. You know, it's like nature itself has reacted by poisoning the world.
It's like After Earth.
In a sense-ish.
Yeah.
You know, and it has some really heavy concepts about, you know, how our relationship with the world and the relationship with environment. But it also has, like, the fact that humans are very much warlike in this and stuff like that. And it's a very good film. I mean, the premise is that we follow Nausicaa, this princess.
That's her name.
Yeah, that's her name, Princess Nausicaa.
I thought it was the name of the place.
You know, no, and she lives in this small village, and she's sort of a trained warrior as such, and she's this very powerful girl in terms of her character and her performance. Yeah. And that's what's very good about it. And you know, and all these types of films from Miyazaki, in the sense that he does really good films that aren't just simple, you know, and they have a lot of good concepts.
There's some complexity to
there's lots the of complexity. Characters and the
plots.
And that's why I love his films.
That's one I actually need to see. I haven't seen that one. I've seen a bunch of the others.
But I know quite a few people that are kind of revisiting those films, because I know a lot of people get put off by anime. Go, oh, it's got all these stupid angsty kind of crap in it. And I agree to a certain extent.
All the big robots.
Yeah, all the big robots, or this or that, the other one. But, you know, if you try some of these films, because... Yeah.
There's some really good ones.
There's a lot of stuff that's charming about it, and it's written well, and it translates well. Sort of the mythology in it translates well,
and it's like unique kind of images as well that you don't see in Disney movies.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's a very good alternative to Disney.
Although sometimes they do go to like kind of well-known fairy tales as well.
Yeah, in Japanese society, yes.
Like,
but
no, even the borrowers, like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's one little... That's a blip. Yeah. That really is a bit of a blip.
That wasn't Hayao Miyazaki, though. I don't think
it was. I don't know, actually.
It? I'm not sure, actually.
But, we'll find out later. Yeah. Yeah, but, well, that's my recommendation. Okay. I highly recommend... It might not be the one to start with. Like, Spirited Away is the one to start with.
I think so, yeah.
Right? Because that is... That one is pure gold in terms of how charming it is.
And, yeah, it's hard not to.
And how cute.
It's pretty much impossible not to like that one.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to get beyond Spirited Away, like, this is a good one to go for, I think. If you want to go more into the childish world of it all, then, you know, there are other ones. Yeah. Like the Cat Returns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, well, the more like... Kid-friendly ones.
Yeah,
like
the kid. Ponyo. Ponyo. Ponyo is like the cutest film ever made.
I like it.
It's hard not to like turn into a little screaming girl when you watch that film, and she's like the whole time.
That was the creepiest thing you've ever done. Really scared.
I'm secure.
I'm not. My recommendation. Oh fuck! That's not the theme. Lone Rangers.
I know, but I wanted Bonanza.
Why Bonanza?
I don't know. I totally ruined the flow of this.
I know a little bit. My recommendation for a film to avoid is a strange one. Is 1968 Inspector Clouseau.
Now, what?
I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking, what?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. The Pink Panther movies are great. They are.
That's wrong era, though, isn't it?
No. It's actually, technically, it's the third Pink Panther film.
Wow.
You had The Pink Panther.
But it's not Peter Sellers. We're not talking about...
No.
No.
That's the thing. You had The Pink Panther, which had Peter Sellers, but
What's Clouseau, that one? Is that like fifth?
Which one?
Pink Panther.
This one. Third
no,
one.
No, Sellers.
No, no. He was in the very first one.
Oh, he's in the very... Oh, sorry. You mean the... I thought you meant Incarnation.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
Well, no, there's been others. But, like, this was back when... Okay, the first film was Sellers as Clouseau, but Clouseau wasn't the main character. It was David Niven's character.
Yeah.
Then they made kind of a spin-off on that, A Shot in the Dark, where it was Clouseau full-on. Really good film.
Yeah.
And then, because Peter Sellers and Blake Edwards were making another film, The Party, I think you've seen.
Of course. Yeah.
Everyone was away making that, and the studios were like, fuck it, we'll make our own without them. And they made Inspector Clouseau with Alan Arkin as Clouseau. And it's just not funny.
It's not
funny. It's not,
was it another actor just trying to pretend to be Sellers?
Kind of. That's the thing. But I like Alan Arkin. Like, he's funny. He's good. But he's not Clouseau. Like, it was too early in the series to just change the character altogether. But the one good thing that the film did bring is that trademark Clouseau coat and hat.
Okay.
That's the first time he had those. Okay. So it was in that movie. So it did something useful, I guess, in a way. But the rest of it is just...
But then Sellers made one after.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Sellers came back and they kept making them with Sellers. And it's just like...
That sounds more like a cash-in.
It is. Yeah. It's that's what I don't like about it. I mean, it's... I mean, you don't have any of the talented people who are working on the fucking original, like, series. I mean, Alan Arkin's talented, but he's not fucking Inspector Clouseau.
What was the year again?
1968, so it was quite early on, yeah.
Wow.
And the story is something about Clouseau going to the UK to solve a bunch of robberies.
Cause he should never go to the UK.
Because Scotland Yard needs fucking Clouseau to help out. I don't know. And weirdly enough, it's directed by Bud Yorkin.
But Yorkin.
Yeah, it should ring a bell because he co-produced Blade Runner.
Cool.
Yeah, and that was much later.
Co-produced,
though.
Like, yeah, great. Yeah, he had such an influence over how good that film was.
You know how Blade Runner was. People left, people came back, the scripts are written, and people shit on them and then wipe it off. And then
But it makes it all...
It was a mess.
But I know, but it makes it all more dramatic when then you watch the film and you're like, oh, wow, this is really good. How is there so much chaos behind the scenes? And you're just like, maybe there should be more chaos.
No, it does work for the film.
In films, there should be more chaos. Like,
but yeah. I'm actually surprised they managed to have all these quiet moments in that fucking movie because it manages it very well. But I knew that name was familiar. That's how many times I've seen Blade Runner, because I was like, Bud Yorkin, I know that.
Like,
From those fucking credits.
Wow.
Anyway, so I don't really recommend Inspector Clouseau. Just skip to the next Peter Sellers one.
Yeah.
Just I don't see the point of this movie at all. For me to say don't watch that Pink Panther movie, it takes a lot, really.
Yeah.
I still have Inspector Clouseau on VHS.
Do you know what my favourite Pink Panther is?
Which one?
The animation.
Fair enough. I would have gone with the fucking Pink Panther Strikes Again.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I knew that. I didn't want you.
Actually, Shot in the Dark is really good as well.
No,
we're not doing TV themes again. On that note, if you want to sing, I'll show you some singing, because the next section is the big game.
Oh no, let me be.
I shat myself. I shat myself, if you don't know, is where I sing as a terrible impression of William Shatner.
God, that joke is wearing so thin.
I know, that's why it's great.
No, it's not.
Hey, come on, last time I tried something different. Do you remember? I read lines from a movie.
As
William Shatner.
Exactly!
And by the way, because no one guessed, I'll reveal what it was. It was Bane!
I know it was Bane.
If in darkness is your ally.
No one's going to be able to hear that.
I was born in it! Anyway. Now I'm going back to just plain old...
This is the day of your liberation!
Do you expect this man's resignation? Sorry, we could do that forever. I'm going back to just plain old singing. So get ready for listening.
I'm going to try and be quiet as normal.
Get ready for enjoying.
Just know, audience, that every single time he does this, audience.
Yeah, our audience.
Just know that I am cringing in a corner, trying not to make any noise whatsoever.
He either cringes or cries. Just like he's got his head in his hands already. Oh, this should be fun. You ready?
Well, no, but go on.
All right. Empty spaces. What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we're looking for? Another hero. Another mindless crime. Behind the curtain. In the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? There you go. I shat myself. If you know what that was, send us an email. The address is bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com. And just tell us what you think that song was. And we'll give you a shout out in the big shout out section of the show next week.
I know.
I know you know. You were smiling. Which usually means it's not so bad. Yeah,
because I could have said the next line. I was very tempted to say the next
line. Yeah, I picked an easy one for once.
Yeah.
I think the one people didn't get was, I think it was Grease. It was like, I got chilled and multiple.
Yes.
But no one got that.
Yes. So
fuck it. Yeah, so that's it. Let's go to the big shout-outs for this week. Yeah. The big shout-outs, because no one guessed last time. I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to shout-out myself at the Retro Critic on Twitter.
As normal.
As normal, yeah. RetroCriticBlog.blogspot.com is my blog. And again, if you know what the fuck I was singing, BigRewindPodcast@gmail.com. Do you have... Kimosabe, do you have a shout-out for this week?
Can I have a shout-down? Or like a shout in, or something like that.
That sounds interesting.
Like, Disney, get your shit together!
Shout down, I like that. Something wrong with this studio.
Fucking hell, man. Bane of my fucking existence, Disney.
Bane!
No, not the.
That's my name!
Da 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 da.
Oh, God. That's not the theme.
Da 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 da.
That's not the theme.
I know, I don't care.